Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad Autónoma de Canarias. Pruebas de certificación de nivel básico A2 de inglés. Convocatoria ordinaria de 2023. Prueba de comprensión de textos orales. Esta parte consta de dos tareas. Escuchará cada grabación dos veces. Escuche y lea las instrucciones al principio de cada tarea y realícela según se indica. Las respuestas escritas a lápiz o en tinta roja no se calificarán. No está permitido el uso del diccionario. El uso de cualquier dispositivo electrónico queda prohibido durante la prueba. El móvil tendrá que permanecer apagado y guardado. Atención, no escriba en los recuadros sombreados. Son espacios reservados para la calificación de las tareas.
Task 1. Listen to several extracts from a conversation with Bob talking about his life with his girlfriend Molly, and match the extracts 1 to 5 to the most appropriate questions A to H. Write your answers in the table provided. There are 2 questions that you do not need. Extract 0 is an example. Now you have 1 minute to read the questions. Extract 0. Example.
I remember the first time I saw Molly. I was just 22, and I was a student at the Manchester School of Art. I remember she first spoke to me because she asked me where the college cafe was. I showed her the way and invited her for something to drink. So our friendship began with a coffee and a donut in the college cafe.
Extract 1.
When I first saw her, she looked a bit taller than me because she was wearing high-heeled shoes. She's as tall as I am, but she still looks taller because she's very slim, and I'm not. Molly has beautiful straight dark hair, and she's very funny. Maybe that's why I really liked her from the beginning.
Extract 2.
I'm a big music fan. I love pop music, and I've played the electric guitar since I was 14, and I even sing in our group whenever I have the time. I also love winter, so when it snows, I always go skiing in the mountains or go skating in the park. But I always stay at home when it rains, because I hate getting wet.
Extract 3.
Pollution worries me quite a bit, so I leave the car at home as often as I can, and I go to work by bus. I never go to bed late because I usually get up at around 6 a.m, so I make sure I'm in bed before 11 p.m. I hate fast food and I try to eat 3 meals a day, so yes, I feel fit and healthy.
Extract 4.
I love eating, but I'm not the kind of person who spends a long time in the kitchen. I don't look for new recipes, just easy meals to make, like salads or pasta with tomato sauce and boiled vegetables. It's important to learn how to cook and enjoy cooking, but I'm not very good at it.
Extract 5.
Molly and I work in the same place. Molly has had a number of different jobs, but she now works in the college office. And I'm now a teacher there too. So we meet for lunch twice a week. She really likes her job. She's very sociable and she enjoys talking to the students and their parents.
Now listen again. Extract 0. Example.
I remember the first time I saw Molly. I was just 22 and I was a student at the Manchester School of Art. I remember she first spoke to me because she asked me where the college cafe was. I showed her the way and invited her for something to drink. So our friendship began with a coffee and a donut in the college cafe.
Extract 1.
When I first saw her, she looked a bit taller than me because she was wearing high-heeled shoes. She's as tall as I am, but she still looks taller because she's very slim, and I'm not. Molly has beautiful straight dark hair, and she's very funny. Maybe that's why I really liked her from the beginning.
Extract 2.
I'm a big music fan. I love pop music and I've played the electric guitar since I was 14 and I even sing in our group whenever I have the time. I also love winter, so when it snows, I always go skiing in the mountains or go skating in the park. But I always stay at home when it rains because I hate getting wet.
Extract 3.
Pollution worries me quite a bit, so I leave the car at home as often as I can, and I go to work by bus. I never go to bed late because I usually get up at around 6 a.m, so I make sure I'm in bed before 11 p.m. I hate fast food and I try to eat 3 meals a day, so yes, I feel fit and healthy.
Extract 4.
I love eating, but I'm not the kind of person who spends a long time in the kitchen. I don't look for new recipes, just easy meals to make, like salads or pasta with tomato sauce and boiled vegetables. It's important to learn how to cook and enjoy cooking, but I'm not very good at it.
Extract 5.
Molly and I work in the same place. Molly has had a number of different jobs, but she now works in the college office. And I'm now a teacher there too. So we meet for lunch twice a week. She really likes her job. She's very sociable and she enjoys talking to the students and their parents.
This is the end of task one. Now turn to task two. Task two. Listen to Angela talking about Thanksgiving. For question 1 to 5, choose the best option A, B, or C. Write your answers in the table provided. Question 0 is an example. Now you have 1 minute and 30 seconds to read the questions.
Hello, everybody. Today I'm going to speak about Thanksgiving traditions in the U.S. So I guess we could say that Thanksgiving is part two of the trilogy of the end of the year holidays in the U.S., part one being Halloween. On a typical Thanksgiving day in the U.S., usually the mother of the household wakes up very early in the morning, sometimes at dawn, and starts preparing the Thanksgiving dinner. This dinner consists usually of stuffed turkey, various side dishes such as mashed potatoes, gravy, cranberry sauce, green beans, corn on the cob, and the famous Thanksgiving Day dessert, pumpkin pie. So during this morning of preparations, you can feel the excitement building in the household. In the morning, many families across the U.S. watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which is broadcast live from New York, on TV. And during the morning, many families receive friends and relatives over at their house for the Thanksgiving dinner, which is served usually around midday. And as you can guess, people sit down and eat together, and they eat a lot. In the afternoon, many families also once again watch TV while they're digesting their Thanksgiving dinner, and they usually watch football matches on TV. If the weather is nice, sometimes families and friends will go outside in their backyard and actually play football. Sometimes in some families, people will start putting up their Christmas decorations at the end of the day because, Thanksgiving kicks off the Christmas season in the U.S. And as some of you may know, the following day, on Friday, is known as Black Friday in the U.S. And this is the biggest shopping day in the year of the U.S., and people start their holiday shopping for Christmas the day after Thanksgiving. And that's pretty much all I have to say about Thanksgiving. Thank you. Bye.
Now listen again.
Hello, everybody. Today I'm going to speak about Thanksgiving traditions in the U.S. So I guess we could say that Thanksgiving is part two of the trilogy of the end of the year holidays in the U.S., part one being Halloween. On a typical Thanksgiving day in the U.S., usually the mother of the household wakes up very early in the morning, sometimes at dawn, and starts preparing the Thanksgiving dinner. This dinner consists usually of stuffed turkey, various side dishes such as mashed potatoes, gravy, cranberry sauce, green beans, corn on the cob, and the famous Thanksgiving Day dessert, pumpkin pie. So during this morning of preparations, you can feel the excitement building in the household. In the morning, many families across the U.S. watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which is broadcast live from New York, on TV. And during the morning, many families receive friends and relatives over at their house for the Thanksgiving dinner, which is served usually around midday. And as you can guess, people sit down and eat together, and they eat a lot. In the afternoon, many families also once again watch TV while they're digesting their Thanksgiving dinner, and they usually watch football matches on TV. If the weather is nice, sometimes families and friends will go outside in their backyard and actually play football. Sometimes in some families, people will start putting up their Christmas decorations at the end of the day because, Thanksgiving kicks off the Christmas season in the U.S. And as some of you may know, the following day, on Friday, is known as Black Friday in the U.S. And this is the biggest shopping day in the year of the U.S., and people start their holiday shopping for Christmas the day after Thanksgiving. And that's pretty much all I have to say about Thanksgiving. Thank you. Bye.
This is the end of task 2 and the end of the listening test.